You know.
Where we talk about everything, including but not limited to PK Red Tower, CD&D, and Dungeons & Dragons. Or I'm playing a game with two characters at the same time.
Talking of which, well, my you need internet for this. Well, duh. Oh, it wants to do feedback. And I can't not do the feedback because it keeps throwing up a window telling me I need internet in order to do the feedback.
Interesting. Oh, yeah, I got my second Kano character going to check out this new area you was talking about.
Well, you know, I may not know what I'm talking about, but, you know.
Okay. I see where crossroads. I see where crossroads are. Holy crap, they did make a new area.
Yeah, it's a four-way crossroads.
Yeah, it didn't used to be that way.
Okay, there you go. They're expanding.
Let's see what this is all about. Holy cow, there's people up here. Wilmington or Willington.
Some W place.
I've never been up there before. Interesting.
So I watched this movie called Endless. And it's kind of interesting.
Okay.
I'll have to see if it was based on a book or something. Because what it is these two boys were pulled out of a burning car. I guess their mother was too. But at some point she died. And so the boys were raised at this camp. But there's some weird things going on at the camp. And so the older boy pulled the younger boy out, but it was as adults, all right, before they did something like the what was the suicide cult in California that wanted to hop on the tail of a comet? It was a UFO cult.
UFO cult.
Yeah, anyway, he was the one boy accused him of being that and wrote up an article and something like that and put him up and gave him a lot of notoriety that wasn't good for them. Okay.
Wellington would be a better place to set up a noob camp.
Hey, it looks like I got internet. That's him. Okay, when you sign in, do you have to use your username or can it be your email?
Username.
I don't know my username.
Which one? Doofus or your phone number?
I believe the phone number is my balderdashdump@yahoo, but I don't know the username for balderdashdump@gmail.
It wasn't... David Ray or Doofus?
Doofus is, I know what email that one is. And you shouldn't mention that name on the podcast.
Not that we have any listeners. Let me check here. Don't know. He's not a member of DD&D.
I believe it is. Anyways, you see it popping up here pretty soon. You might even see it pop up before I know I'm on the game. I am loading. 2%, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. It's up to 35, 36, 37. Actually went pretty fast there for a second. It's now stalled at 37. Ka-chink, 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 ka-chink.
Yeah!
Ka-chink. Nope, missed that one. So the noob knew what he was talking about.
Wellington?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's new. They apparently they just created it 2-3 weeks ago.
There you go. I notice there's a new player about every 5 minutes or so.
Yeah. Well, they may not necessarily be new players. They just might be new to the server. They may have joined on a different and had been playing on a different server.
Right. New characters, at least, for the server.
Yeah.
Okay, I had internet. Even though I'm 4G with two bars, I have 0 kilobytes per second going through.
Yeah, be careful not to sign in with
both characters.
at the same time using Wi-Fi.
Right.
Yeah,
I only sign in one at a time anyway.
Okay. Yeah, wait like a couple minutes before signing the second one in, because it takes about a minute for them to disappear. And so if you sign in within that minute, it'll tattletale on you.
Right.
So-and-so signed up at the same IP address as so-and-so.
Yeah, I noticed that that the helpful little bunny was somebody else as well. And judging by the conversation, he was from the dreaded alliance.
Bar?
Yeah, because he started getting some negativity from some other people in chat.
Probably.
But he was helpful. And I owe him some seeds. I don't think he cares, though. Because he probably knows a better way to get the seeds. I found out, I asked how to get more seeds, and they say farm. That's not how you get more seeds.
No.
You get more seeds by killing things that drop seed packets. But you always get your seeds back, provided
yes.
You harvest. The other way to get your seeds, to get seeds, is to gather somebody else's farming attempts. So I did get some extra carrot seeds by farming, but it was a slow buildup over time. So I assume I can get more tomatoes and more aloe vera seeds the same way, but I need to have a substantial supply of those seeds to start out with before that starts happening. So.
Yeah, aloe is valuable.
Okay. Well, U.S. West, here I come. And how do I handle the music issue? I click on the little speaker thing on the tab and say, shut up. Sub-America. What is
South
sub?
America. South.
Actually, it's not sub. It's sud. S-U-D.
Yeah, I think it means south. Sud.
Sud-America.
Sud. It's Latin.
Okay. As opposed to Norte?
Yeah. Drafter. He's funny. He just came into this castle we're tearing down and rebuilding or taking all the mats back to the other place. He goes, so many mofos. I'm going to raid after this is done. And I go,
okay, I already logged in. Why is it having me log in yet again?
That's a good question. Hey, a fire pit. In the middle of nowhere.
I hope I typed in my number right. I'm pulling zero kilobits
crap.
Per second right now, so I'm not doing nothing.
Do not go to Willington.
Okay.
It is not a good new villain.
Okay. You pull a bar?
It's more dangerous than Galbrook. It's got
okay.
Skeletons. Skeletons are evil. I'm running. Run from skeletons.
You're an experienced player and you're running. Nice.
Not my alt. He's only like level 12. I'm not afraid of snakes, though. He can kill a snake. But not two of them. Run!
Run, man, run!
All right, well, I killed that one. I wonder if I can get that meat. Okay. Wellington is dangerous. It's a good place to hunt, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess if you stay close to the entrance, it'd be a safe place to be.
What in the world?
But I went pretty far north. I was trying to see what it looked like up north.
I hate to ask. A movie from 2016 called Anti-Porno.
That's the guy's username?
No, it's the name of a movie from 2016.
Oh. Don't know.
Yeah, me neither.
I just know I'm getting my other Kano character out of this place.
The Wizard from 1989.
Yeah, when you come to that statue, go to the right. You go through the market. Are you logged in?
Well, sort of. I'm pulling in 17 kilobits per second, so yeah, maybe I'm able to play now.
All right, I'll
be in again.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I'll meet you at that statue. And I'll show you where to go.
Yeah, I have to reload the page. It won't let me log in properly.
Yeah, Drafter's like, there's so many mofos here, I'm going to be raiding after this. And I said, I'm the white knight, and you're the black knight, LOL. He goes, LOL, yep.
You're bad.
That's why I'm public relations and he's human resources.
Right.
But he knows how not to get caught.
Okay. You mean people don't know who did it to him when he gets done?
Nope. So he's the one who gets our vengeance.
Right.
He's our, what do you call somebody who takes your revenge out on someone?
Your hitman?
There you go. He's the Black Knight. Yeah, whatever you do, don't go left at that statue.
Aww. Now you're telling me what to do.
Well, if you want to die, that's your business.
I die a lot.
I'm hiding behind
a lot. And I get up again. And I go and do it all over. I die again.
Yeah. Oh. I was hiding behind a statue and two people came on the screen, walked around me, and left. Almost like they didn't see me, but I know they saw me.
Gross. All right, so here's a TV series called The 100. Here's the blurb on it. Based on a book by Cass Morgan, this show takes place 100 years in the future, when the Earth has been abandoned due to radioactivity. The last surviving humans live on an ark orbiting the planet. The ark won't last forever. So the repressive regime picks 100 expendable juvenile delinquents to send down to Earth to see if the planet is still habitable. So basically,
okay.
You're your average teen, and they decide to suicide you.
Ouch.
I'm sure they volunteer.
Yeah, by acting up.
Ah.
Like a typical teenager. You better be good or we'll send you down to the planet.
Right.
Stay out of my eyes. Stupid bugs.
Stupid bugs.
They got a perfectly good light bulb to fly to. Why don't they fly to that instead of jumping on my eyes?
They love your eyes.
And apparently. I do not love them in return, though. And even though there's some satisfaction in the case in the fact that almost everyone that's landed on my eye has ended up dead because my eyelids shut on it, it's still painful. So I don't get very much satisfaction out of killing them.
Well, quit it.
It's a little hard not to blink when something lands on your eyeball. All right, I got no internet again.
Dang darn giddily. Man, that character's fast. Ran right past me. Like I was walking in slow-mo.
So if I send you a note, nobody knows I've messaged you.
Yeah, if it's in green with the envelope,
yeah,
it's personal. Nobody knows.
Okay. So when Doofus is online, I can send you a message and you can send me instructions.
Yeah. Ooh. 5 gold. I don't have 5 gold. I'll have to come back and get that.
So I won't exactly be a hitman, but I'll be the annoying little twerp. They'll go look for whatever I've built, and they won't find anything.
Basically.
So I'll end up on a KOS.
That doesn't do any good. Yeah, that's what I thought about doing.
Yeah, I'm building up my bare-fisted skills.
Yeah, if these people piss me off, I'm going to make me a Red 13 character. And just go out and plunder and pillage.
Pillage and plunder?
Pillage and plunder. Just go after the bad guy. I'll be Robin Hood.
Steal their stuff, run away, give it away. So when they attack you, you don't have it for them to get it back.
Exactly.
If there's nobody to give it away to, you just drop it someplace so it evaporates.
Take it to the market square and just give it away to people. There's always somebody there.
Right. Now, if they get smart, they'll post some of their people there to receive items that were...
Well, then I'll quit doing it.
Well, you'll take it elsewhere.
Yeah.
Like I said, let it evaporate.
I'll find a tribe I like and give it to them.
Yeah, like D&D.
Yeah.
Well, I almost logged in. It keeps replacing my name with the name I don't want to use.
All right.
I have to type in the correct name. And then... Because I have very little internet, I hang up and yeah, this is annoying. Stay away from my eyes, damn it. Stupid little gnat flying in front of my face. All right. Dead little gnat. Yeah. So, I don't know. Apparently, I was working with some bad information before. If we dig a well 300 feet and we put a tank down at the bottom of it to collect air pressure, it'd be 130 psi. Is that enough to work pneumatic tools?
That's a good question.
Yeah. Anyway, so I was talking to Joe. He seems to think that the gas tanks, you know, for natural gas or whatever it is people get around here, that he seems to think they're rated around 300 PSI. So get one of those, weld a threaded hole to the bottom and put in a little relief valve so we can let the water out from time to time.
Okay.
And then we can hook the tank up down in the well to that. Develop up to 130 PSI. And, you know, a tank that size, it'd take a long time before it'd drain. We just have to make sure, we'd have to make sure it's airtight, so we didn't lose our air pressure when we're not using it. And I figure if we do things right, every drop of water that the pumps out of the well, we can drop down into that tank and have it come back up, and it'd be carrying air with it when it went down. And under a 300-foot column of water, that would produce 130 PSI. So, depending on how many gallons of compressed air we produced every day, you know, we could potentially have refrigeration, air conditioning, power little LEDs with miniature turbines.
Miniature turbines. Well, you know, a windmill can create air also.
Yeah, it'd compress it mechanically.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, if we're pumping up air, if we're pumping up water in the first place, it's no big thing to pump it, say, 30 feet up in the air or 40 feet up in the air, have it go down in the well, and then come back 10 feet lower than what we dropped it in, and then fill our reservoir with that. And the side benefit would be all the water coming back up would be oxygenated.
Right.
Which would be good for the plants, would help our mosquito fish, and be even beneficial for us when we drank it. So, and it'd be clean air. Whereas if it was mechanically compressed, it would be oily. I don't have a problem with making it that way as well, but, you know, I'm just saying.
Right.
I'm sure if the word gets out how we're producing our air, that we're producing it isothermically by water compression, that you know, people who are diving in Lake de Palme, Pomme de Terre, and Stockton Lake, they'd come to get our air. It'd still have nitrogen in it, but it'd be clean. It'd be dust-free, no oil, no strange residue, no excessive carbon monoxide.
True.
It'd be fresh. It'd be just fresh, clean air, which is, you know, they still have to worry about the bends, so they'd have to come up at a slow rate, but, you know. And if we found out over time we were producing more air than we were using, we could just buy another tank. So we have a bigger reservoir. Might do that anyway. Because if the wind doesn't blow for 3 days, might be nice to have enough backup air to keep it going.
True.
Wow, I got no internet again.
No internet!
Oh. They got something. Nope. It fooled me.
Foiled again.
Yep. Let's see what else. What other entertainments do I have that I was looking at? Amish technological advancements.
Oh, yeah.
Amish community, not anti-technology. The Amish are perceived as shunning technology, but it's more complicated than that. Many Amish communities embrace newer technologies such as power tools and word processors, but only after determining they won't harm the community or disrupt family life. It's all in the way you use it.
True.
Though I suspect that all these people writing these articles have put Amish up on a pedestal.
True.
Yeah, as one guy thinks Amish farm without tractors. I've actually seen an example where they were pulling a round baler behind horses. And because the round baler required an engine to drive it, they had rigged up a car with its engine to be the front end of the baler.
Interesting.
And it was providing the PTO, basically, to run the round baler.
That's innovative.
But the horses were still pulling it.
Right. But they weren't driving the tractor. They were pulling it.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's legal, right?
I don't know.
If this guy don't die, he's about to level up.
Well, it's interesting. I was able to look at that search, but I still can't log into Mysteria Legacy.
Yeah, Mysteria Legacy requires some bandwidth.
Does it?
A little bit. I know, I ran down my phone battery. That's why I'm playing on the PC right now.
Yeah.
And that's why I got to be careful logging into my alts, because I don't want them to know about my other alt.
Right.
And I kind of tattled on myself just a minute ago.
Kano. Also logged in as Kano.
Well, that one I don't care about.
Yeah, but that's funny, though, because the way you do it, unless you're looking really, really carefully, you can't see the difference between the spelling of the two.
I know. It really trips people out when I got both characters in the same screen together. They're like, what the hell?
Yeah, I'm bi-locating.
Crap.
I suppose it'd really mess him up when the third character walked in.
Yeah, it would. Ah, shit, another polar bear.
Okay, that reminds me. I was talking earlier about a movie called Endless. Was it Endless? Yeah, I think that was the name of it. Hold on, let me double check and make sure I'm not losing my mind.
Yeah, this guy's too noobish. He can't fight polar bears. So he's got to run.
Run, 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 run. He's got to run.
Yeah. I don't know. He might be able to fight a polar bear, but I doubt it.
Okay, it's from 2017. It's called The Endless. All right. So, yeah, so these kids were raised in this camp where things were kind of weird going on, and he made all sorts of stories up about them that made them look bad. And basically they were living on public funds based on the fact that they were traumatized from having been raised in a cult. Okay. And at one point, they decided to go back and visit people that they knew in the cult. And while they were there, they discovered that some of the strange stuff that was going on there was real stuff. And, you know, a lot of the people they met, they knew that they were a good 20 years older than them, but they looked the same age as they were.
Interesting. You know.
Yeah. Well, to spoil the story, for anybody who hasn't seen it, there's all these time loop bubbles in the area. And the camp was set on one of them. And basically every few months the camp would reset. And so everybody would be taken back to the reset point. You know. And from there, they got to do their thing, but they could never leave again. They could never get outside the bubble. If they tried to get outside the bubble, they were gone until the next reset.
Interesting.
Some of the bubbles were long bubbles, others were short. And if you were the only person in your bubble and you killed yourself, then reset the bubble immediately. So you came right back. One of the bubbles was a guy in a tent, and he had a clock outside of his tent. And you could see it. It'd go about 5 seconds forward and then jump back. 5 seconds forward and jump back. And inside, the guy was leaping at the barrier. As soon as he came into existence again, he'd leap at the barrier and he'd cease to exist. And then be recreated.
What was he trying to do, break it?
A lot of the people stuck in the loops, not all of them, but a lot of them, were trying to figure out how to get out of the loop, even if it meant their own death.
Because they knew they'd come back anyway, so it didn't matter.
Well, yeah, but, you know, they figured if they got all eternity to keep trying, you know. And one guy, he only had 5 seconds to work out a new plan each time. You know, he's going to reset anyway. That kind of sucked. Live the same 5 seconds over and over and over again.
Nice.
Inside a small little tent. Never have time to even get out of your tent. Can you imagine how annoying that'd be if you're trying to read a book? You wouldn't even have time to change the pages.
What's a book? A book by any other name would still be a book.
A book by any other name would still be so many pieces of paper with ink scratched on them.
Yeah.
Well, we've got...
Well, nothing.
Let me think now. We got 32 some odd... I think 32. Catalpa trees.
Tonka.
Catalpa.
Katonk.
I told you that already, didn't I?
Yeah, we're going to grow two of them. We're going to plant two of them and pot the rest.
Yeah, the rest are going to stay in pots. I'll repot them as they get bigger.
But, what are they good for besides wheat?
They're pretty.
Pretty ugly?
They're pretty, pretty. They got big leaves and white flowers and smell nice and spread like weeds. But people like
spread like weeds. They smell good?
Yes.
Ah, well then, grow a whole bunch of them.
Only if the goats find them edible.
Okay. Do they have any medicinal value?
I don't know.
Okay, we'll have to look that up.
Yeah, you have to look that up for lilacs also, because I really like lilacs.
What's a lilac?
A lilac?
I know what a lilac is, but I don't know what a lilac is.
Yeah, same difference. Just depends on what state you're from. It's the difference between washing your hands and washing your hands.
The difference between a tomato and a tomato.
Potato, potato.
Pink and anato.
Yeah. Eldorado, Eldorado.
Exactly. Nevada, Nevada.
Nevada, Nevada. Yeah, it'd be funny if there actually was a Nevada, Nevada.
I think there is.
There isn't, I looked.
Is there a Nevada, Nevada?
No.
How do you know?
Because I looked.
There's nothing in Nevada that's called Nevada?
Yeah. Well, as you're talking about Nevada, Missouri, then there might be a Nevada street. But more than likely, the locals pronounce it Nevada Street.
That'd be funny if they didn't.
Well, that's like where I was raised in Wisconsin. You washed your hands, you washed your clothes. But it was Washington.
Washington.
State was Washington. It wasn't Washington State. It was Washington State.
Washington State.
Anywhere else you saw a wash, the word wash, an R was inserted when you pronounced it.
That's what it's supposed to be, right?
Yeah, I guess. I hear certain Southerners, and I know the area of Wisconsin, where it was mostly German people, they added an R. Weird.
R, matey. You know you've got the steering wheel in your pants.
Yeah, it's driving me nuts.
Arr, arr, arr. Arr, 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 arr. Arr, arr, arr. Yeah, so, what is on the agenda 21?
I don't know.
Besides Mr. Legacy.
So, this is farm related. Your mom's decided to stay in the house?
Oh, yeah. Well, here's the deal. Oh, well, crap. Here's the deal, Gilly Wop. Basically, I'm trying to get my grandparents' house, trying to buy out my aunt and uncle.
Right.
They were pressuring us to come up with cash money now.
Right.
And I don't have cash money now. So I said something about an escrow because I had a lot of the money, but I don't have all of it. And they're willing to accept the escrow to show them, you know, earnest, give them earnest money to show them that I'm serious.
Right, but I wouldn't let them touch any of it until you had it all. I'd set
exactly.
up the escrow so that, yeah. Because you're sitting in a precarious place right now. Right now, any of them could sell the house. They'd have to share the profits with everybody else. But they could sell it out from underneath anybody. You could raise a stink and make it impossible, but, you know.
They can't do it without all four signatures.
You sure about that?
I'm 99% sure because... otherwise, it'd already be sold.
Ah. One of your uncles or aunts is that much of an asshole.
Yep.
Well, so they need your mom's signature, don't they?
Yep.
And the only reason why that's a hazard is because she's a softie.
Something like that.
Right. Okay. Well, anyway, that's what I wanted to discuss. I didn't want to discuss your family politics. It was the... it's a good investment. It gives your mom a place to stay.
Yeah.
And may help you get out from underneath the current financing.
Yes. And that's what I'm thinking. Get out from underneath the current financing. Get a cheaper loan. Be able to do basically all of the above. So, basically I'll have a lower interest rate.
Right. And to be honest, putting in a well won't do us much good until we're able to tap it. So.
Well, okay. So, basically what I'll do is I'll buy the house. In the meantime, I'm working on cleaning up my credit so that, because see, my mom was going to refinance that house because her name's on it. She was going to refinance the house in order to buy it. And I was going to co-sign. But neither one of our credit is good enough. Neither one of our credit is good enough. So we're working on cleaning up our credit, our I Love Debt score. And then, so once I have the house in my name and my I Love Debt score is fixed.
It's fixed.
Fixed. Or not fixed. Then I can refinance. put both properties underneath the same mortgage because they'll have equity in both property.
You're going to cut the family jewels off of your I love debt score.
Something like that. Well, basically, this house will be paid in full. All right? So I have 100% equity in it. I've got about 25, 30% equity in the land. If I refinance both properties and pull the equity out of one of them, I'll be able to pay for all the repairs on the house, and I'll be able to pay for drilling for water.
Right.
There was something else. Oh, yeah, insurance. Or fraud, scam, whatever you want to call it. Right now I'm having trouble getting insurance on the land because there's no house on it.
Right.
If I own a house, they'll attach the land to the house and insure it that way.
Which is really weird, and I'm surprised they'd be willing to do that.
The reason why is they want to insure the house. They don't care about the land.
Right. Yeah, because insuring the land is purely insuring liability.
Right. They make more money off insuring the house. And
right.
That's why
they're willing
they
to give you liability on the side. Provided they're making a profit elsewhere.
Yeah. Hey, I gotta get a sweatshirt. It's cold in here.
Microsoft account problem. We need to fix your Microsoft account. Most likely your password changed. Select here to fix it in shared experiences setting. Yeah, interesting thing. Yeah, apparently I did change my password elsewhere with the Microsoft account, and the results were it can't do updates freely without my permission now. It has to warn me, and I do whatever. So apparently when you do that Microsoft account thing, you're giving it permission to screw with your computer. I don't know that to be the case, but it seems to be. Interesting.
Very, not so much interesting.
Yeah. Did you hear me yabbering on while you were away?
Yeah, all I heard is Microsoft password asking for permission, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, Microsoft is telling me there's an account problem. It doesn't know my password to my account, so it can't do stuff.
But that's not a problem. It's a problem for them.
Right. And so I'm perfectly willing to leave it that way. Because it's to my benefit.
Of course it is.
For Microsoft to have trouble is to my benefit.
Man, it's
might not
slow
be
right now.
Might not be to your benefit or to other people's benefits, but it benefits me.
It benefits David Wright.
Yep.
Well, I guess I don't have a date.
You don't have a what?
A date. I gotta go find another woman. She never called me back. She told me to let her know when I had an idea of where to go, right? Well, she never, I called back and she never called me back.
Well, yeah, because she didn't want to go where the sun didn't shine.
Huh?
What?
Anywho. So, I sent her a greeting card instead because I have that Send Out Cards account.
Right.
You know, because I don't want to keep calling and buggering her at work. Who wants that, right?
Stalker.
Stalker! So, my last ditch effort, if you will, or whatever, my final means of contact is I sent her a greeting card. I don't know that she got it yet because I haven't gotten mine. I sent a copy to myself so that I would know when she got it. And that way I wouldn't be like jumping to conclusions. Well, I haven't got mine yet, so I don't know if she's gotten hers yet or not, but she should get it at the latest Monday.
Right.
She should have already gotten it according to the normal postal code of conduct, but we know how they work.
Oh, you sent it by postal mail?
Snail mail, yeah. So we know how they work. It was supposed to have been there by Friday, but here it is Sunday. She might get it tomorrow. And if I don't hear it back in another week.
I don't
week,
know what the modern standards are, but for a local letter, it's they say 3 to 10 business days. So it could be up to 2 weeks before either one of you receive it.
Right.
And,
so basically,
that's not to say that she'll receive it the same time you receive yours. So you might get yours first. And you have no way of knowing.
No way of knowing. No, I won't know. But I'll have an idea.
If you wanted to know for sure, you could have put return receipt on it.
Oh, send out cards
don't. You would have known.
Send out cards don't work like that.
Yeah, okay.
I would have had to go get a handwritten card.
Yeah.
Which I could have, would have, should have maybe done that. But, oh well. So if I don't hear back in a week,
but those
she's definitely
two green
not
striped lines on the back of the envelope would tell her that there was a return receipt sent out when she received it, which is kind of creepy.
So it's probably better that I didn't do that.
if
she has any smart, she would probably know that.
Yeah. Well, there's a couple ways that could be taken. You know, it's like you don't trust the post office, and so that really wouldn't mean anything anyway, because they could send it back to you without delivering the letter. You just wanted to make sure that she received it, you know. Or you were checking on her to make sure that she responded after she received it.
Well, that would be the reason right there.
Well, yes and no. Mostly you just wanted to know that she received it. And if she doesn't respond... If she doesn't respond, she doesn't respond.
Yeah. If she don't respond, then I know she's not interested.
Right. Yeah.
So, yeah. Oh, well. Anyway, I doubt she's going to respond. I get the impression that she's blowing me off. If she does respond, I'll be happy and
Well, yeah, the card might make her change her mind about you.
Well, yeah, because I called a week ago, and I haven't called back.
Yeah, some people, they want you to make two or three attempts, 10 attempts. They want you to get on the verge of being a stalker.
Yeah, they want you to act like a stalker without being a stalker, sort of.
Well, yeah, they want you to act like a stalker, but if they don't want you, they'll call you a stalker for behaving that way. Long before they would have accepted you as a non-stalker. So they're cutting their own throats.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, I don't want to seem too forward, so this guy's got to call me 5 times before I'll answer.
Right.
And then the stalker, that they don't want, oh, he's called me twice already. If he calls me one more time, I'm calling the police. Well, if your standards for a stalker are lower than your standards for the person you want to talk to you, as far as it comes to how many calls they're to make, it's...
Right.
It's emotionally driven, and it's stupid. It's illogical.
It's not logical for you to be logical.
Yeah, well, you know. I'm going to wait for that woman who... has sufficient logic to not drive me crazy.
Just me crazy.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Oh. Yeah, I got to figure out some more things for this air pressure thing. Basically, if we're going to dump all the water that we pump up down into this tank down low, we've got to have some tubing big enough for that amount of water to flow through. And it's got to be able to take... Now, let me think. Does it need to be able to take that pressure? Well, I guess the water pipes don't have to, so the only thing that has to take the pressure is the air hose that comes off the tank. And then we'll have to rig into... We'll have to rig into the tank a float that slows down the rate at which air comes up the hose whenever there's not enough air in the tank. So we're not shooting ice cubes up.
Ice cubes, ice cubes, icy, ice cubes.
Yeah. I don't know. There's some details that have to be worked out one way or another. So.
One way or another, I'm going to fart on you, and I'm going to papa, 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 papa.
Do you think they make any air hose that's 300 feet long that can take up to 200 PSI?
I do not know if them I am.
If they don't, we'll have to put couples. We'll have to couple the hose together. We'd have to protect the coupling from exposure to water. Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Yep.
One step at a time.
One step at a time.
Well, you know, if we get it to work well, I'm thinking we could turn around and sell this process to the Amish.
You mean the Amish?
Yeah. Amish, Amish,
oh.
Amish, whatever you want to call them.
No! Somebody dug up my entrance to the underworld. Oh,
hello.
No, there it is. Never mind. Found it. I need that. That's my way into my base.
Right.
My secret base, my bat cave. Uh-oh. Wolf! Luckily, I can kill wolves.
Having a bat cave. Only Batman can have a bat cave.
Yeah.
Dang it.
I'm overloaded. Fortunately, I'm only like not very far from my lair. My secret lair.
Okay.
Dang it, I dropped something. I dropped my bat.
You dropped your who?
My bat. I can't be Batman without my bat.
You'd be Bat Boy.
Bat Boy!
There we go. Well, it says I have internet, but it ain't doing nothing.
Nope.
So we don't have anything to talk about? No subjects, no nothing?
OffGridSingles.com!
That's a good commercial.
going to commercial break. We're talking about internet. All right, Red Towers. Have you been on Red Towers lately?
No.
Me, hardly ever.
Yeah, I've kind of given up on them.
Me too. The only character I've had logged in lately was Rogue.
Right.
And Rogue has been laying roads. And that's about all Rogue has been doing.
I don't even have time for Mabinugi, really.
No.
Nope. I log in, try to do some of my basic stuff, but they got some events going. I'm not going to qualify for the events because I'm not logged in enough.
Right.
Okay. Well, there we go. Nope. Yeah, this thing's just going to tease me all night.
Here.
Yeah, I won't be able to log in until after we're done talking. And then I'll have no reason to log in.
Parallel Origin. I've not heard hide or hair, and I haven't really cared.
That bad, eh?
Pretty much. Oh, crap. My hammer is about to break. So is the table. Hopefully. The table don't break while I'm repairing my hammer.
Yeah. Why not break the hammer and just buy a new one?
That may not work either. The table may not break in time. Oh, there you are. Meanwhile, a bat attacked Batman.
A man didn't attack the bat?
A bat attacked the man. Okay, cool. I repaired my hammer in time.
Woohoo.
Woohoo. Whoop de doo. Large bat is what it's called. Come here, bat. Let me kill you. Oh, now you fly away. Stupid bat. Stupid bat!
Technological Vanguard. Forbes magazine wrote an article on the Amish.
Techno-Amish?
Technological Vanguards. Dang it.
If we were Amish, we would be the Techno-Amish.
as opposed to the no-tech Amish?
Yeah. Well, they're like low-tech Amish. We're like medium-tech Amish.
No, we'd be high-tech. Trust me.
No. High-tech Amish.
My only stipulation on technology is that it not be centralized.
And it not rule you.
You know, you're...
Like this game rules me.
Yeah, if you're gonna use electricity, it should be generated as locally as possible. You know. Ideally... Ideally, no bigger than a township off of the same electrical source. You know? Then if your electricity did go down, you could contact the townships around you and get a temporary feed from them. And, of course, you'd want to set those up so that they were always available. But basically, your community would be generating its required electricity. There's actually an example of that in California. Rodeo, California. It was an unincorporated town, but anybody in that unincorporated area had a reduced electrical bill. Because CNH had set up a power plant that took all their waste product and burned it and turned it into fuel, turned it into electricity. And so all the locals benefited from that electricity, and then the excess was sold to the grid.
All righty.
So,
that works.
You know, yeah. So, you know, like Stockton should have had its own power generation plant, which would have been the lake. But instead, the lake is for the mega power companies, and Stockton still has to pay for it just like everybody else.
Stupid.
You know, the truth is, you don't need that dam to make electricity. It's an environmental
hazard.
It's damaging to the environment in the first place. There's a large number of fish that used to migrate to the top of the Sac River. They put the dam in, those fish can no longer make it. They can't get past the dam.
Damn it.
Yep, they've been dammed it. You know, and that's pretty much the case with most dams. Some dams, they go to the trouble of putting up fish ladders. You know. Environmentalists have a way of jumping in when it's the salmon that's being disrupted. But if it's some trout, they don't care. So.
I don't care about no damn trout.
No. Trout aren't sexy like salmon are.
Section 7. I never heard of putting that one.
Well, anytime somebody thinks of salmon, they think of an exotic fish that's, you know, worth extra money for when you buy it. Trout doesn't mean much to anybody.
Trout's probably healthier.
I suppose it depends on how it's raised, but there are nutrients in salmon. The pink flesh salmon, I forget what that is, but when they're really healthy color like that, they're good for you. Except when they feed the trout Kool-Aid in order to turn them red.
Ah.
There's actually a dye that when they're farm fished salmon, their meat's typically white because they don't get all the nutrients they're supposed to get. So they feed them some fish food that has a special dye in it that gets into the meat, and it makes them look like healthy salmon. But, it's just another food paint.
Yep. I love food paint.
You love food paint. Tell us why you love food paint.
It's great for allergies and anger issues.
Yeah, as in creating them.
Yeah. That way I can give people more medicine, make more money.
Yeah, you're a drug pusher?
In my former life.
What is it? I heard somebody talking about they're saying somebody they knew wasn't taking. And I said, not even the pharmaceuticals? And they looked at me strange. Because the person they were talking about was taking pharmaceuticals to keep them off of street drugs. Yeah, they're not doing drugs anymore. Not even pharmaceuticals? What? Those aren't drugs.
No! Looks like
they might be addictive, but they're not drugs. Oh my! All right, Kano, I'm starting to lose it.
Too late.
Yeah, you're probably right.
All righty.
We got.
Yeah,
another...
Let me know when you're gonna sign in, and I'll add you to the Hemptoria tribe.
Yeah, I'll just text you.
Yeah.
You
and
know.
Then. And then you can help out there, and you don't have to worry about doing all the maintenance because, you know, we'll be doing that, and you can explore and learn the game and not have to worry about having a place to take your stuff.
Yep.
We'll hook you up with a room and everything.
You think you can monologue for the next 22 minutes?
22 minutes?
Yeah.
Oh, crap. Of course I can.
You should have been monologuing for the last hour and a half.
I was talking about games, games, and more games.
Yeah.
I'm using one character to tear down and one fort.
I'll have to send you a...
I'm using the other character to transport the materials to the other location.
I'll have to send you a link to my youngest son's Facebook.
Okay.
Because there's some games he plays.
We'll have to invite him. Since he lives on the West Coast, he might sign up on the West Coast server.
There you go. But I don't know his email, and you'd have to...
Facebook.
Yeah, I know his Facebook. I recently found him. Yep.
Yeah, I've got like 10,000 friends. I'll never even know you're my friend.
Yeah, you'll have to play games like Mama Noogie and Vindicus. And then there was another one that he was playing that it's cross-platform. You can play it on your computer, your iPhone, your Android. So. Knowing him is probably a game that Julian plays also. Well, all right, I'm going to wish you luck, and I...
oh, yeah. So long. Farewell.
So next week, Sunday only.
Sunday only podcast!
Yep.
We'll start the Scrap Go Scrap podcast at 7 o'clock-ish.
Yep.
And then sometime between 9 and 9:30, we will go into the DD&D podcast.
Right. And I got to take a longer nap during the day so I can make it all the way to 11:30.
11:30.
11:30. All right. Night.
So long. All right. So, yeah, I'm just, if you listened to a previous podcast, I'll give you a quick update. Basically, our previous fearless leader screwed up, built her base on a major road, and created some major havoc. And then she disappeared. Now I'm the new fearless leader, if you will. And I'm tearing down the base that she built. I've already tore down the walls over the road and fixed the road. So now, I'm using my two characters. I got two Kano characters. I'm using one to tear down what I call the Anna Fort, Anastasia's fort that she built with our material. And well, not our material, but well, apparently she ran off with a whole bunch of stuff. I don't even know what the heck happened. But she exhausted a lot of our resources to build this base, and now it's gone to waste. And it was a huge plant. And you got to go out and mine and chop wood and collect all these resources. And if you build it and then tear it down, you only get half of the resources back. And, of course, she built it, and we have to tear it down, so it takes forever in order to do it. It's a major pain in the butt. But we're doing it. Doing it, doing it, doing it well. So I'm playing two characters on two different PCs. Because my phone almost died on me. It's now up to 42%. But, So I got my main character up here in the Anna Fort, Anna Base, that Anastasia built, tearing it down, while I have my other character running back and forth to and from location, transporting material. So my other Kano character is the truck driver. He's the transporter. So, just trying to get as much of this done as quick as possible so we can move on with the game. Because I want to build a store. Now that I'm the new leader, I call the shot. Well, I don't call all the shots. Drafter. equally calls a shot. I'm technically the leader, but he's the founder, or one of the two founders, at least two or three founders. So I still consider him a leader. And he's more or less in charge of the base. I'm more or less in charge of the farm. But we're going to create a store on the other side of the farm so that our tribe members can sell stuff also. So now, I got the other Kano guy up here. I gotta pick up some materials to give him so he can take back home to the other bay. Wow. I think that's enough, because this guy's about to be full. And I got a hornet to kill. some meat to pick up. So anyways, this might sound a little boring to you, because that's the way these things are. Hey, there's... Oh, shit. Oh, that don't hurt nothing. Let's see. I gotta put my hammer away. Normally, you don't want to use a hammer on your base. But since Anna built the base, it doesn't hurt much. Because it's going to take a while before I could destroy it. And I got to destroy it anyway, so it don't really matter. I'm maintaining the outside walls because I don't want them destroyed yet. But after I destroy the inside, then I'm going to destroy the outside. Or at least take what I think I want. And then I'll leave the rest for other people to do whatever the hell. Because I'm not going to spend all freaking week or month tearing down this bit. All right, that should be good. I think that's more than enough. I don't think this guy can handle any more weight. Yep, he's already full. Drop. Drop. There we go. All right, so pick up all these things. And go back inside. Get back to work, tearing down this thing. Good, the table's still there. This table's about to break, so I want to make sure I get it before it breaks by itself. Because if it breaks by itself, I'm pretty much screwed. I lose everything. And I've been working so hard. All right, once he starts hammering, I'll send my other guy home with the materials, and then whatever. I guess it wasn't that close to being broke. I had a little bit more time. So now I run my guy back to the other booth. Getting club out. It's in club experience on this penguin. I missed again. There it is. Hornet. Kill the hornet. And then the penguin run. Come here, penguin, I kill you. If I can hit you. Whack. A doodle. Okay, cool. I can use the bat without accidentally hitting walls. I can get some bat experience in. That's a good way to level up your character. You want to use every weapon possible. There's a cow. And my guy's about to level up, so. He's about to be level 13. He's about to be 13 years old. Oh, I forgot to drop off some of this meat. I gotta go back. Good thing I didn't go very far. I chopped the bone. Pick up. See what this guy's selling. Unequip my club. 80 bones for 1 gold. I have a gluttony of bones. I'll probably sell mine for 100. All right. Well, I guess I'm done with the DD&D podcast. I'm just sitting here playing my game, and you're probably bored listening to me. So, yeah, if you want to check out a good, fun game, and you're into medieval MMO games, check out Mystera Legacy. And if you earn our trust, you can join our tribe. I'm still probably going to keep my two tribes. I got to recreate the DD&D tribe. I'm not sure if I lost it forever or not. But I'm going to try to get it back. And I have all my friends be a member of the DD&D tribe. And I'll probably keep the hemp tribe for other people who want to join us. But we don't know well enough to know that we can trust them or not. That's what I might end up doing in the long run. But, yeah, the DD&D tribe is strictly for my personal friends and family, of course. So I'm going to drop this food off. Drop 10 items at a time. I'm going to drop off 50 food. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Pick up the food. Go back inside. I guess I could turn the volume up now that I'm not on the deal with David Ray. The music on this website is pretty cool too, or on this game. I like the music. It's great to sleep to. For sure. For sure. Alright. Those tables are still pretty strong. We'll go over here and destroy these two tables. Then those two tables. Then start destroying doors and towers. And finish taking things to the back to the base. This is going to take all night long, but I'm going to bed after this. Oh, I gotta get my bat out. My club. That's the Star Club. It's got extra powers. This guy should be wearing a grass ring. You get exploration bonuses. And that's what he's doing right now, is exploring. Because he's running from one location to another. I'll have to stop and get that on my way back. Because I got a whole bunch of them in my base. the one in the underworld. Oh, hammer broke. Or it's breaking. He should be able to use his brass hammer here soon. So I'm going to see about getting the brass hammer out. That'll give me a quicker destruction rate. Faster destruction rate. Almost there. Alright, starting a new pile. Drop. 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 All right, so check us out next Sunday at 9:30 p.m. What? That's all I had? No, I had more than that. Wow, this guy can't carry much. Well, those spears are probably pretty heavy. Oh, I got this mallet. Get rid of that. There we go. All right. I guess we're done. Sayonara. We'll talk to you next Sunday. Call in to the Scrap Go Scrap podcast. You can find the phone number and the time at scrapgovscrap.com. And or call the DD&D podcast at DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com. All right, bye.